Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I hope you all have a nice Thanksgiving. I know I will, and I'm very thankful for all the blessings in my life, starting with my wife, who is a nurse, and she takes good care of me by making sure I take all my medications, getting enough sleeping time, and all the other things a caretaker does for disabled people. Our barbershop group, the Humboldt Harmoniers, was pleased to be asked to sing the Star-Spangled Banner and God Bless America for the Humboldt County Veterans Gathering on Veterans Day. We have been privileged to do this and for Memorial Day in the spring for several years. We love paying tribute to our veterans and their families, both alive and deceased. While I'm on the subject of veterans and their memories, I have a couple of comments for the organizers of the events. You might time the address of the main speaker to around 15 minutes or so. This year's speaker put out numbers and a long list of items that might have been interesting to a CPA. This year's color guard was county lawman and did a very nice presentation of the colors. My suggestion is that they have two sets of color bearers and do away with the large bear spots waiting for the guard to go to the back of the auditorium to pick up another flag. I personally really love to go to these expositions of honor, glory, and company and watch the veterans, both retired or active, as they honor their service companions. I know many of them, and each year there are more empty spaces in the lineup. I miss Herb Wall in his original WW2 Navy uniform, and I also love watching those in their clean, nicely pressed uniforms with their decorations gleaming in the sunlight. I also enjoyed the flyby of the Coast Guard helicopter and the sporty little P-6 as it sped past just a few feet over the arm of the bay between the Adorning Center and Woodley Island. Taking off on another situation that I, in my general ignorance of political things that might need changing, is the Electoral College. As I understand it, and hearkening to the middle of the last century when I learned a little bit about political procedures, the Electoral College was initiated to make up for the poor communication between states and other entities. Now that when something happens in Washington, D.C., they know about it in San Diego or Nome, Alaska or Honolulu, Hawaii, 2 seconds later. Why do we need an Electoral College? Is it something that is so embedded no one wants to change it? If I vote for someone and they get millions more votes than the other but lose in the Electoral College, well, that ain't right. Just in case you are wondering, I didn't vote that way. I figure with a name like Johnson, he couldn't be all bad. As I see it, we're stuck with the one who won, and in 4 years, if we're still here, we'll try it again. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.